Beginning of a winter is anan. Tav shin ayin vav shir aleph. Ksubis daf gimel mabez.
Just a few introductions. My first introduction is like to request permission from my Heilige Tate, who came l'chava de simcha, and it's a very big schus to have him here. That's the reason why we are convening here in my house, because to go up all those flights of stairs is a very big challenge. I remember Rav Shlomo Brevda one time was trekking his way up the stairs, and as he's like on the second floor, he turns to me and says, "Miyale b'Hashem." It's like, there's too much room. But it's very hard to get upstairs. And when we first originally designed the building, we asked Zvil permission to put in an elevator. And they said that it's going to ruin the design of the building. You didn't notice that it's a very fancy design, the building. And an elevator in the back is going to cause problems. But so there's no elevator, so instead we're here. Those of you that were able to hear my brother Rav Daniel speak yesterday knows that that Baruch Hashem, being the youngest in the family, I'm also the shortest in the family. I also have amassed probably the least amount of information of all my family. They are like sponges when it comes to Chochma, and my father, being the head of the family, is definitely someone that there's a tremendous amount to learn from. If any of you have any questions about Kashrus or Halacha or random different topics, especially if it has to do with mathematics. My father was a professor of mathematics for many, many years. So then he's very happy to speak to anyone who'll be here. My father will be here till Sunday night. Leaving Sunday night, Dad? Sunday. Okay, I'd also like to welcome back Zevi Kaufman and Rav Hashem Malzitov over there. And Reis Hashem, it should be a good yeshiv here. Okay, Rabbi Shir is Yoharik Val Yavar. That's what I want to shtel. Shtel Vek, Shir is Yoharik Val Yavar. Is that enough said? It's a Yoharik Val Yavar. And Ichmein, as the pshat is, that the Olam, we don't have many new faces here yet, but the Olam understands that it's a commitment. And even if a person says, you know, but I can't, for me, it doesn't work out for me today, there's a concept which is my chazis didamach didach sumach tvei, which means that even though it doesn't work for you, but everyone else is relying on you. How could you just like leave us all out there in the cold and not be here? So we expect everyone to be here all the time, every day, whether or not it's difficult or not difficult. You know, a person has appointments and then they should be scheduled at a different time in order to be able to make it. This is one mechayev. This is one of the things that we're mekabel achrayis, and Baruch Hashem, a lot of the people here that are in this room right now have gone through great lengths to never miss a shir and to be there all the time. And it makes a tremendous difference. It makes a tremendous difference. We all know the story of Rabbi Kiva, and his wife Rachel, and 24 years, but he didn't see her. And there's a very famous vort from Chaim Shmulevitz. We're all familiar with that vort from Chaim Shmulevitz. Why don't you just go and say hello? You're right there on the door. 12 and 12 doesn't equal 24. Rabbi said, being there, Bertzifus, being there consistently, coming every single day, it's a whole different thing. And as many of you know, there are people who sometimes wanted to come, you know, every once in a while to shir, and it's just not something that is matim for us. It doesn't. That's not what we're about. Is what we're doing. We're here with consistency. We're here with drive. We're here because we are going to Beis Hashem master this sugya, master this mesechta. We started already last man. We did a little bit of ksubis. We did a critical chazara. 26 questions. There are unwritten questions in the chazara. Everyone that was here to the end of the zman, we gave it out at the end of the zman. I expect everyone to just show it to me so I could just go through the chazara. The 26th question. Does anyone remember the 26th question?
Yeah, what's the gematria of Himavaya?
There you go. But Rabbi said 25 out of 26 questions I expect the Olam to answer, because it was serious. Rabbi said, this is a serious chabura. We're doing this for real. We're going to master this. It includes chazora. Rabbi said includes nightsay. And the last thing which we spoke about is that shir without writing down shir is borderline on a waste of time. I remember my father is a lasagne gesund. I'll tell you a story. Dad, can I tell a story?
I tell you?
Oh, okay. I think if you're not okay, you'll stop me, okay? My father was in the master's program, or correct me that, because I'm going to make some mistakes, in mathematics in Shivas Yitzchak Elchanan YU. Is the master's program or the doctorate program? And you'll correct me along the way. And the rule in the school was you cannot be in two of these graduate programs simultaneously. So at the time, Reb Salavechik, Reb Yoshev Salavechik, Tzadik Livracha, was learning Smicha. Smicha was considered to be a graduate program. Right? We wouldn't necessarily look at it that way, as if like Smicha and mathematics are, you know, two different programs, but that's the way that it was designed, if I'm not mistaken, in YU, which means that you cannot technically...
Well, it wasn't designed like that in YU. The dean of the School of Mathematics
It was about the dean of mathematics. It wasn't about the whole school. The dean of mathematics had akbada. You cannot be in another program at the same time, which means that you can't be in a smicha program. You're learning mathematics. You have to be a rangaton in the mathematics. But my father, those rangatons, wanted to go to Rishabeshir smicha and wanted to do both of them at the same time. And he needed special permission in order to be able to do that. I'm skipping part of the story. Permission from Reb Salavechik. So my father approached Reb Salavechik and asked him permission if he could go to the Smicha program. I think that what it boiled down to was he was unofficially enrolled, because you can't be enrolled, but they can't tell you what to do with your time, you know? So he was unofficially in the Smicha program by Reb Salavechik. He asked him permission if he could come unofficially. And Reb Salavechik said yes. But he said, but on one condition. You come to my class, you come to my shir, you have to take all the bechinas. I am not here for entertainment. Is that right? That is what we said. I'm not here for entertainment. You come to my shir, you have to take all the bechinas.
And you also said, you can't come when the moon strikes you. You have to come every single day. And you got to take all the bechinas, and you have to sit with a chavrusa to prepare, and sit with a chavrusa to chazer. And I'll only allow you in if you accept all these tenoyim.
So that was it. So my father went, and he was doing simultaneously. He's graduated, became a PhD in mathematics, and he took all the bechinas on the smicha program also. In the end, you took all the bechinas of the smicha program. That basically means that you have smicha, but he wasn't officially in the program. But my father did. But Rav Salavechik said, of course you're going to get smicha. And I believe he personally signed the smicha, is that correct? Mm-hmm. Which I think was not the norm, but my father has personal smicha from Salavechik. The reason I'm telling the story is because there's not entertainment. You come to entertainment, you sit there, no one takes notes from entertainment, and you go to entertainment to enjoy yourself. But when a person is here because there's something that he wants to get out of it, it means that we're taking notes, and you don't come when the mood strikes you either, says Rav Salavechik. Everybody said, we're here and we're going to Beis Hashem Masters Masechta. Right now we're Arangaton in the Inyan from Yorik Valiava. That's where we are. So we just do a little background. Let's take a few steps back. What's going on over here? And there's one Avnei Nezer, which I just saw this morning. I didn't see it inside. I saw David Kiyah brings it down, which Mamish, it's very good for us to like do some of the Chazor, of the things we spoke about. And you could spend so much time. It's so beautiful to see how every nuance is so like detailed and has so much behind it. So the sugya starts as follows. It starts at we start at the top of Daf Gimel Amid Beis. It says the Brice, Mepnei Ma Amru Besula Nisseis Liyom Arevi. The din was Besula has to get married on Wednesday. Now, technically, we really want Wednesday night, but we don't do Wednesday night because of the Ksuba, right? Like a Ksuba in the Lomir Amir Batigra. So Wednesday day, you get married. Why? Says the Braisa. Shemai Yolatan is Besula, Emai Yamashkim LeBezdin. He could go to Bezdin the next day. Why does he have to do Wednesday? Why can't he do good Bezdin whenever? Because Wednesday and Bezdin sit Monday and Thursday. V'tinase be'echad v'shabes. So why don't you get married on Sunday and you can go to Bezdin on Monday? Shem Hayol Tanis B'Shem Ashkan LeBezdin says the Gemara Shoktu Chachomim Al Takonos B'Nois Yisrael. We were Medayik the Rishayin and why it says B'Nois. So Shiu Adam Terech Pesuda Gimel Yomim Echad B'Shabes Sheni B'Shabes Shlishi B'Shabes. What has to be pirate that we also spoke about? Uberevi Koinza and you marry her on Wednesday. Says the Gemara Umei Sakona V'Eilach. From the time of Sakona and onward, Nogu Ha'om Lichnois Berevi. It became already the practice. Nogu means it was the practice of the to get married on Tuesday. The Chacham did not protest. Chacham allowed it. Well, there's Sakona involved, so the Chacham allowed it. U'b'sheni lo yichnois. Can't get married on Monday. This we had two pshatim, if you remember Rashi and Tosfos, what b'sheni lo yichnois means. Rashi says you could push it off till you could bring it earlier to Tuesday, but not Monday. Preempted or something like that. Sheni lo yichlis, but not on Monday. Tosis says it's stam talking about the takana. V'machmasa oynes mutter. But if there's an oynes involved, then it's mutter. Now we go off on something that seems to be not connected. U'mafrishen es achosim in akala leili Shabbos tchila v'neishu oysach habura. Achosim kala, if this is the first time they're going to be together, so we separate them on the night of Shabbos because you don't want them to make a habura because of the din of Shabbos. That's the end of the braisa. Zog the Gemara, my sakona. What does that mean? There's a sakona. What's the danger? If we're going to say you should kill that we're saying that we that the authorities will kill her. We should be oikah takana. Right over here already, we spoke about them. What do you mean oikah takana? Why did killing anyone gets married on Wednesday? Why would they do that? At this stage of the Gemara, why would we think they're killing someone that gets married on Wednesday? Anyone? What? What do you mean she doesn't want to have beer?
They're killing her.
We don't have the hegman yet. We want to prevent you from doing this halach, which means that basically they're saying that we are right now trying to shmad you. Right? What's the halach of shas ha-shmad? Yarek Val Yavor. And everything, even on
Mitzvah
Kala, for example. Shulis is Raksa the Mizani. So what do we mean over here? We should say be oiker the takana. Why should we oiker the takana? We should fight it straight on. If they're going to fight us, if they're coming davka because they want to be oiker our das, so then we don't bow. We discussed this last month. We said one of the pshatim was in a chanami. If there's no way to avoid it, you don't avoid it. But over here, the chacham could just be, Rashi says, be masakin to get married on a different day. We don't have to force a confrontation. If you can avoid a confrontation, let the chacham do that. She, if she's stuck in that situation, she has to be moist nefesh. True. But chacham can just take her out of that situation by changing the day. Amar Rabba, the army b'sulin, this is the Amar Viti. Change. Nothing to do with it. They're not going to kill you. Rather, now we're assuming. And he's doing it more because of his own thrill, his own desires, than anything else. So affecting Gomorrah, hai sakana oinasu. So why are we calling it sakana? Right? She's just going to be, she's going to be violated. It's true, it's a terrible thing, but why? The Gomorrah's question, pashtus, is just on the language. Hai sakana oinasu. And so the Gomorrah mishum te'ika tsnuois de masra nafshayu lektala. Because some of the women, they're modest, and they are going to, the word snuas is, you know, somewhat flexible how it means, but we'll assume now we'll call them modest women. And they are going to be meiser nafsham l'ktala. Now, I assume it means, what I assume this means is as well, is it does not mean that she tells him, kill me. Right? It means that she's going to try to fight him off to the point where she's going to put her life in danger. She should technically allow him to do his bidding, right? Because it's meiness. But she's not going to do that, and then she's going to put herself in danger. Says the Gemara, "V'asin l'day sakana." Then it's going to come to danger. Says the Gemara, "V'lidrish luhu da oynes shari." So why don't we tell them that oynes is mutter? So I like to focus on this line of the Gemara right now. "V'lidrish luhu da oynes shari." Tosfos really focuses on this. Tosfos discusses. Now hold on a second. We know that this in general, if a person is in a situation where there's an Avera that's going to happen, and if you don't do the Avera, then there's going to be trouble. So what's the klal in general?
Yavar
v'al yaharig, which means don't do the Avera. Why not? Anyone know?
No, do the Avera. Yavar v'al yaharig.
All right, do the Avera. Why, don't kill yourself. Why not? Because the pasuk says v'chai b'hem. We say v'chai b'hem v'lo b'shiyamas b'hem, which we'd rather keep you alive, and you'll do other mitzvahs later on. But and this type of situation, just you have a pass. However, there's three exceptions to that rule. What are the three cardinal sins that are the exceptions to that rule? Those are the three exceptions to that rule. So over here, pashtus, what are we talking about over here? Gila rice. Now, why is it Gila rice? She's not married yet. You did Kedushin already. Once you do Kedushin, you know he never lived with his wife. She already has a status of Eishes Ish. And already the din is if someone else would come and now be Mazan with her, a regular Yisrael, what would be his din? Chayv Misa. This is from that aspect, this is complete Gili Arayis. So the question is, so why over here don't we say to this Isha, Yahareg V'al Yavo? All other mitzvahs, aside from the three cardinal sins, we say, that is Yavar Valyarik, don't do it. Rather live. And the three cardinal sins are so big that we say Yaharig Valyarik. That's what Tosis discusses. Okay? And there's two different answers in Tosis, which we'll end up seeing. One answer is because he's a goy, therefore, somehow goy is not considered to be Gili Arayas. That's what Tosis suggests first from Rabbeinu Tam. And he actually, Tosis, it's interesting, Tosis had a Maisa Shehaya that this was relevant. Tosis had a Maisa Shehaya, and that Maisa, Tosis discussed and said, there's no Gilui Arayis when it comes to a guy.
Even for a Kain?
Even for a Kain?
He might not be considered anything.
Yeah, if you hold
it, it's like, we'll have to see. We'll have to see how that, it might, it's interesting, how will it affect the Kain, that we'll have to see. Okay, but that's what Tosis is. That's Tosis' first theory. The second theory of Tosis is there's a concept called Karka Olam. Now, what exactly? I can tell you what the words mean, but what the principle is, we have to figure out. Karka Olam means that she's passive, right? The woman, when she's being, we'll call it attacked, so she's not really doing anything. She is not really involved in the Avera. The Avera is being done to her. But as long as she is karka oilam, says Tosis, there's no din yarik valyafa. Which also we have to understand, what does that mean? Does that mean that she is considered as if she didn't do the Aveira, or an Aveira being done passively is no din yarik valyafa? That we have to figure out, but this is the Tosis discussion. Before we get there, Aboisai, I would like to see how Rashi says. What does the Gemara mean, lidrish lehuda aynes shari? Says Rashi, the lidrish lehuda aynes shari, din if elas ba'aynes, eina ne'eseres al baila. The alfinu lekamam beperek dalid v'hilon etvasa v'lo nimtzur nafshay ulemisa. Says Rashi, tell her lidrish lehu, teach her the einus shari that einus is mutter. Rashi says, dinev elos ba'einus einon eseres al baila. If she becomes an elos and she doesn't become asra on her husband. For the alfinu lekamam, like we learn later on from the perek dalid from the pasuk v'hilon etvasa, there's a pasuk that tells us that this is true. So then they will not give themselves over to Misa. So now, Rabbi said, I think that there's two important nakudas here in this Rashi. Number one, when I saw the Gemara, Lidush Lahuda Aynis Shari, could you paraphrase that Gemara for me in English? Tell them that Aynis is
Mutter.
What does that mean, Mutter?
No, the latter to do it.
I would have thought that's Mutter to do it. She's saying, listen, I think this is Usher, and she's going to give up her life not to do the Avera. That's the way I read it when I first saw the Gemara. Shari means Mutter, it's Mutter for her to do it. Rashi says, that's not what's going on. And Shari means, says Rashi, she's Mutter to her husband. Either Rashi understands, she knew it wasn't an Avera, she knew that already it wasn't an Avera. She probably knows already that somehow that this idea is not an Aveira. But she thought that she's still going to be asked to her husband, which is interesting. If it's not an Aveira, why asked to the husband? It's one pshat. Or maybe Rashi's saying, look, she doesn't care about the Aveiras that much. She cares about, she doesn't want to be asked to her husband. That's what she's worried about. Right? So that's why she's doing it. So just to tell her it's not an Aveira is not going to, that's not really what's motivating her. They're called snuois. What? Yeah, snuois. It sounds like that there's very firm women over here.
If maybe Rashi making sound like the only reason that snuois for Maisa Nefesh is because they're asking for the Baal. Snuois would be Maisa Nefesh Shemona.
But it could be because it's Mutter otherwise. No. So again, because it could be they know it's Mutter. So there is El Chanami. If it would be Aser, they wouldn't be. They would be Maisa Nefesh anyway. But it's Mutter. Okay, that we have to see, Rabbi said. But there's one more Nakuda here in the Rashi. This is what the Avnei Nezer picks up on. Avnei Nezer is brought down here in Eben Ezer, Simon Reish Mem Hei, and he asks the following thing. Rabbi said, what is the pasuk that tells us that a person does something be'ines, it's mutter? L'nayra lo yishas hadavar, which is talking about what? A woman who's being attacked. So why doesn't Rashi bring that pasuk? Frek the Avnei Nezer. Why doesn't Rashi bring the pasuk of Lenayla? What's the pasuk Rashi brings? V'hila. It's also talking about this topic, but Lenayla Sasa Dover is the classic pasuk. Lamashal. Anyone saw the pasuk Lenayla Sasa Dover recently anywhere? Daf. Gimel Amid Aleph in. Rashi. Ainin on his begit. Rashi brings the pasuk Lenayla. It's the classic pasuk for Ainin. Why doesn't Rashi bring? So listen to the Avnei Nezer, our boy said. Says the Avnei Nezer, I'll tell you why. Because Lenaro Sasa Dover only tells me that when you do something ba'ines, that you're not considered to be, you're not going to punish you for it. But it's still considered as if you did the Avera. You just don't get punished. But when he had a pasuk, v'hilo nitpasa, is telling us it's mamish as if the isha didn't even do anything. That's what the Avnei Nesis says. Again, if it was just from the pasuk, in other words, you have two pasukim. Says the Avnei Nesis, you're right. Both pasukim technically would either pasuk would be good, but one pasuk is saying more than the other. The pasuk of Lenaira Loi Sase Dover just tells us we're not going to punish you. As is mashma, Lenaira Loi Sase Dover. Don't do anything to her. We won't punish you. But over here in the pasuk, Lenaira Loi Pasa, we're saying, even taking it a step further, under the circumstances, we're saying is it's mamish as if you didn't even do anything.
So the pasuk of Lenaira Loi Pasa is telling you that you're the karkaro?
That's what will come out. Yeah, good. Very good. Excellent. Come out, the pasuk of Lenaira Loi Pasa is telling you karkaro. So everybody said we're going to have to examine this. I want to try to bring it out clear. But first of all, let's start with the following thing. We said last man, a vote from Reb Chaim. The vote from Reb Chaim Brisker is that Reb Chaim, Reb Ochber, and others, that what's the yisoid of Oynes? Oynes, it's mamish as if you didn't do it. We spoke about the tnai of Im Loi Basi. It's not called the Loi Basi. Right? Did we have a phrase for that? How we said
it? A nishkumen.
It's a heist nishman and nishkumen. No, it's Oynes said Reb Chaim, a very big chiddush. Oynes is called, it didn't happen. Reb Chaim brought a raya. It was really, I think, the Chem de Shleimah's raya. The raya that we brought was from a person that is forced to do Avodah Zarah. So the behema doesn't become a nevad. Why not? He's not going to get punished. But the behemoth was someone did Avodah Zarah. Says Reb Chaim, says the Chem de Shleimah that Reb Chaim brings. He says the word is Vayis Techois. The din of Oynes Rachmana Patri is like you didn't do it at all. He said the lashon is not so mashma. Oynes Rachmana Patri sounds like we bought you. The pasuk in Ayel Sase Dover says that we don't do anything to you. That's Reb Chaim's chiddush. The Avnei Nezer is clearly not going with this chiddush. His mamish going lehedya against this chiddush because he's saying Ayel Sase Dover just means that what we're saying is that we won't punish you. So a boy said, we said then a different pshat based on Rav Nochem in Tanai. Tanai is a machayev.
What would be the pshat according to that pshat?
According to
the pshat over here, according to that pshat.
Well, different reason why you don't have the pasuk. So let's start like this. So let's start like this, Rabbi Yisai. If you understand, Lanayra Loi Sase Dover is a pturin in making the yipatur from Anshin. So, Yesh Lachkar, this din that an Isha is asur to her husband, Isha's neseres al baila, is that a punishment? Is that what we're doing here? Are we punishing her? That's one of the punishments? I mean, there's punishments. We know of Malkus. We know of Misa. We know of, we have Knas. Is this what's happening here? A woman that's Mizana, so we punish her and we make her that she is asur to her husband. Is the din of Isha neseres al baila, is that an einish to her? Maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe it's just that this is just not. This just doesn't work anymore. True. Yeah, it could be an einish, but it could be not. So let's see, Rabbi. So I'm going to try to prove it to you. But first, if you understand, it's not an einish. So can you apply the pasuk of Lanayra Loi Sase Dover? The pasuk of Lanayra Loi Sase Dover means don't punish her. Right? She was involved in something that seems gila right. Should we punish her? Don't punish her as blindness. But over here, we're looking to make her usher on her husband. It's not necessarily, maybe it is a punishment. I can hear it as definitely being something that she doesn't want. Maybe it's not a punishment. It brings the Ma'arik a very interesting thing. He says, what happens if an Isha is Mizana? Bezdin has Edom in the whole deal. And she says, look, I just wasn't familiar with the fact that we are monogamous, which means that you have to only have one spouse. I didn't know. I thought it was mutter. She thought it was mutter. And let's say we believe it, she thought it was mutter. Are we going to kill her?
Yeah.
If she thought it was mutter?
No, she's honest.
She's shoygeek. Don't call her. She's shoygeek. Are we going to kill her?
Yeah,
is she going to be us and her husband?
Yeah, that's right.
Is she going to be asked on her husband? She's asked on her husband. Why is she asked on her husband? Why are we punishing her?
Because it's not an
oinish. Ah, if it's not an oinish, If it's just like Tuli said, it's just not compatible anymore. I mean, that's, you know, she's not. This relationship has already just deteriorated to a situation that's not anymore what we're talking about. So then we understand she's Neseres al Bayla, even though we believe you, lady. We believe you. You didn't know, okay? But this marriage is done with. Let's, you know, start off on a new foot. We're not going to kill you, but there's no. So if that's the pshat, Rabbi, what we're saying over here, that Neseres al Bayla is not an oynish. And this is an extremely important component in this sugya, what I'm about to tell you. If that's true, we understand. You can't bring the pasuk l'nayr l'sasa davar. L'nayr l'sasa davar is telling us whether or not you punish or you don't punish. But the whole din over here of Neseres al Bayla has nothing to do with punishment. It has to do with something else. So therefore, says Rashi, so what is the pasuk say? So what's the pasuk you could bring? It brings a pasuk that says, v'hi loy nitpasa. The reason that, and that pasuk is referring to, is she asura, is she not? Ha nitpasa asura. So therefore, she won't give herself to me. So that's what Rashi says. Now, our boy said, I am just going to throw this out for a second. Let's look at Tosfos. We're going to start the Tosfos. Fine. We're going to start the Tosfos and then Beis Hashem will continue more tomorrow. Tosfos says, "V'lidrash ludai nishari." Why don't you tell them Oynis is mutter? Vim toimar. I'm reading my perek. Ben soyer meire. Al kol averus yavo val yoharik chutz me avoides kachavim gilei arayis vishvichas domim. Says Tosfos, all the averus the din is yoharik val yavo. Aside for these three. So what's Tosfos's question? What? It's not mutter. It says in the Gemara, Lushnai Shari, it's mutter, it's not mutter. We say, how did Rashi learn mutter? And the Gemara says mutter, what did the Gemara mean?
To her husband.
Sounds to me like Tosfos is learning differently. It's not muchach yet? Sounds to me like that. Tosfos says, the Gemara is saying, tell her it's mutter. Tosfos says, what do you mean it's mutter? It's Yorik Bal Yavar. But we're not talking about that. That's Einish. That you're telling me is an Aveira. We're talking about Aveiras over here. We're talking about, is she mutter to her husband, according to Rashi? It sounds like we right away off the bat, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, as to what's going on. How does Tosfos answer his questions? As we said, there's two different Mahalchim and Tosfos. Now you have to understand something, which we're going to deal with in Tosfos. This is just a small akdama, with this we'll close. There's something which we're going to call Gilui Arayos. Gilui Arayos does not mean all prohibited relations. For example, a Kohen to a Gerusha. Is a Kohen allowed to marry a Gerusha?
No.
Is it Yoharik Val Yavar?
No.
What? Kedushin Tzaytis. Why is it not Yorik Vayavar? It's illicit relations. Because not all illicit relations are called Gilui Arayas. Gilui Arayas is. So therefore, we can have a situation where we got to figure out everything. Is this called Gilui Arayas or not? For example, Bias Nochri is an example. Is it Mutter to do Bias Nochri? Does everyone agree that it's Usser? But does that make it Yorik Vayavar? That's going to be a discussion in places. Beis Hashem, Belina, obviously we'll be back here tomorrow, back in the house. We'll see you after the Shemaya. Looking forward to seeing all of you. We should have a great time.